بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We are discussing from this kitab, the title of the kitab إصلاح المعاملات Correction of monetary dealings That how a person should earn his livelihood What intention And most importantly to ensure that his livelihood is halal Sustenance is halal Is it tainted with any type of haram or makruhat Hammad bin Zayd rahimahullah ta'ala says no businessman no tradesman will become poor unless he falls into one of these vices that no businessman will become poor unless he falls he gets involved in one of these vices or sins and this ulama explained the aspect of becoming poor we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentioned more or less The fear he had upon his ummah was not poverty. But he feared, أَن تُبْسَتَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا The dunya will open upon you. That Allah Ta'ala will bless his ummah with plenty of wealth. And then the ummah, because of the wealth, they will fall into vices. They will compete, they will vie with one another. And due to their wealth, they will destroy themselves. Just like how the nations of before, because of the wealth, they had pride over it, and then it was squandered in the incorrect avenues, and because of this, the ummah will become destroyed. One is the men of the ummah, and the women of the ummah, and the children. إِنَّمَا أَوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that your wealth and your children are fitna for you. They are a test for you. Should not become that my Iman is tested. My iman is tested because of my wealth. How I seek my livelihood in the quest of, so to say, becoming successful in this worldly life and for my children's so-called success, outer success. My iman becomes tested. That the father who is the shepherd of the home, that now is prepared to sacrifice the everlasting abode of akhirat, the comforts of there for the temporary comforts of this worldly life. With the iman of my children, or my son, or my daughter, I'm prepared to forego this, overlook it, and send them to avenues where the iman will be tested. And we know it's happening around us right now. And this ulama explained, that this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that my fear is dunya will open upon you. And in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَى The shaitan will continuously threaten you. He will threaten you with poverty. And major part of the ummah are working not because of poverty. They are working or they are striving in the fear of poverty. That in case something has to happen for a rainy day and the crucial coins are going from generation to generation, just keep it in case something has to happen. So there's no good thoughts of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that Allah will take care of us. And how does a father feel after providing for his family and children and then too they don't trust him? In case something should happen to you, therefore we are doing like this. They don't trust the father. Then he'll question the child, that what don't I do for you? How come you don't trust me? We can imagine now from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that, oh my slave, 99.9% of what you are enjoying of this worldly life, I have given you without even you asking for it. 99% of what we are enjoying right now, we haven't made dua for it. We got it, what do you say, birthright. That we were born, so we felt it's our right to have these certain amenities Allah Ta'ala gave it to us. To the kindness of our parents, Allah Ta'ala gave it to us. We're working in that fear of that 0.1% in case something has to happen, and because of that fear of poverty, our salah is going, taqwa is going, a'mal are going, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding that this poverty that dunya has threatened the ummah with poverty, that you will go into poverty, and we are hearing all over recession, so many jobs will be lost. But this ulama say, we thank Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not handed over the keys to sustenance to humankind. Allah ta'ala kept it by himself. Allah ta'ala kept it by him. Perform your salah on time. your amal and refrain from sins, Allah says, then I will bless you, not with wealth, with barakat. I will give you barakah in it. And with a little barakah, you will get your salah, you will get your Quran, you will get your amal, and your taqwa will be saved. So Hamad bin Zayd rahimahullah ta'ala said, no tradesman will become poor unless he falls into one of these vices. And as we say, a man will be tested with the fear of poverty, whether it be his wife, because the lack of trust in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so she live in this fear also of poverty, in case something has to happen to you. The girl also, the young girl, she'll have this fear, mother will put it within her, in case something has to happen. So we'll just overlook the commands of Allah for now, whether she leaves the house without parda, hijab, go to the incorrect avenues, but we've got to make our dunya in case something has to happen to him. The wife also might pressurize the person to do something which are impermissible because of the fear of poverty. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I don't fear poverty upon you. So no tradesman will become poor unless he falls into one of these vices. There are 9 altogether. We'll just discuss one. Here, Hamad bin Zayd rahimahullah says that I fear that you will fall into futilities, futile acts. Those things that have no connection with Sharia, they are futile. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah warned us that, O mankind, do you think that I created you? That I created you in vain, in futility. That you will come in this world and you will think every weekend how to entertain myself with futile acts. Because at one time the ummah understood that Allah Ta'ala primarily made us for His ibadat. How to spend my time, my spare time, in the worship and ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when the ummah will go into futilities, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, "Min husni Islami mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi." Or kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ulama say, muhaddithin say, commentators of hadith say, this hadith, so to say, makes up a quarter of a person's deen. A quarter of a person's deen is made up by this one hadith. That from the beauty of a man's Islam, from the beauty of a man's Islam, is that he leaves out those things which are futile. Has no concern with his akhirat. Has no concern with his qabr. I might reach my qabr tonight. That is why we all should make this intention sitting here right now and every morning when we wake up. Make this intention, Ya Allah, today I will spend my day in such a way that I will make you completely happy. Ya Allah, today I will make you absolutely happy. By making the intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His army of angels to assist and to help us to make Him happy. According to our intentions, Allah ta'ala's help is with us. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Ya Allah, today I will make you completely happy. From head to toe, interior, exterior. Internally, externally, Ya Allah, I will make you happy. Allah says He made the intention of Malaika going to help him, make the avenues for him. He wants to be there for Salah on time, ensure there's barakat in his work, let him finish up early today. So every step a person will be assisted from the side of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He will not get involved in utilities, futile talk, futile activities. Whether the children are pushing us in that direction or the family, Allah will guide everyone in the home. So when a person will get involved in this vice of futilities, over the weekend, or he's planning or saving or something that is not good for his akhirat. The maqsad is akhirat. The goal is akhirat. The goal is jannah. The goal is the pleasure of Allah. It's every day's goal. For this ulama say, every morning you wake up, put in the heart, the GPS of the heart, final destination, jannah. And we don't want to recalculate, no detours, straight to jannah. Person puts that in his heart, our maqsad for today is akhirah, jannah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. What decisions to make, now we already put into the GPS of the heart. So we get involved in futilities, those things that don't concern our akhirah, our iman. Then the riwayat says that because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you through poverty. You will be tested thereafter. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.